All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Leo Quinones joins us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Hey, buddy.
And real quickly, I know this guy only has a couple of minutes with us, very busy man, but a guy who I voted for governor of the state of California, and now might be recalled, is our good friend, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, how are you, sir?
Yes. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, where are you calling us from? You sound a bit down.
Yeah, listen, I'm here at the house right now. First, let me say, all these terrible things are going on. You know, my education secretary totally walked out.
Right.
And the prison union, you know, the guard union is totally on my ass. And now I'm just getting the news that I am not in the Terminator movie, only my voice. They're going to put my face. They're going to actually put my face with all the computers and all this on some giant, this guy Roland Kickinger or whatever. I'm not even in the damn movie. This is ridiculous.
Holy Christ, man. It sounds like a bad week, dude.
Totally depressing. I've downed about 14 Werner Schooners right now. These are pints, mind you. All 14 pints of this. And I'm totally blitzed. I don't even know. This is ridiculous.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And again, we only have about 10, 15 minutes with him.
Right,
so
yeah.
If you have a question for Arnold Schwarzenegger, 520-9710. Yeah. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Arnold, I got to ask you, you know, we are the highest taxed state when it comes to our income taxes, our sales tax, our business tax, and yet we're broke. And there's a $15 billion deficit. Is that right? Where is all the dough?
Yeah, well, let me just say, first of all, the problem with you is you just want to spend the money. You have to learn how to sign on the front of the check, not the back. You know what I'm saying? On the front, not the back. The same way that you will wipe yourself, it's the same thing you apply to that.
Hey, now, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. How dare you?
Are you pissed off that you took this job?
Totally pissed. What a mistake. I mean, look at me. First of all, I'm totally out of shape. This is why I cannot get the job. Doing this stupid movie, by the way, Terminator 4, give me a break. And the director, his name is Mick G. That sounds like a sandwich I would order at some fast food place. He's a total idiot, and I cannot even get in his crappy movie because they decided to run this state. God damn it.
Now, what are you going to do after that? Obviously, you're not going to be governor much longer.
Right.
What are you going to do? You going to go back to Hollywood, make some movies? You're going to retire? What's going on with you?
Yeah, but at this point, it's looking like I'm just going to do, like, voiceovers for video games or something because I can't even get into the damn movie. They didn't even want my face in the movie. I will probably maybe get into radio. Maybe I will co-host with you. Maybe not.
You know,
how about that?
That's not a bad idea. You know, Arnold, it seems like a long cry and a long ways away from when you were in the Terminator movie where you paid extra for that crane to do the wheelie. You remember that story?
Let me tell you something. This is very important because I remember when we did John Mostow. This is the director of Terminator 3, right?
Right.
Number 3, Rise of the Machines and all that. There was a scene in this movie where the villain of the movie is this hot chick and she totally drives this giant crane. And it said, Jonathan came to me, pulled me aside because he didn't want to be embarrassed. He said, Arnold, I don't have any money to finish this scene. I said, I tell you, how much do you need? He says, I need $2 million more. So I reached into my pocket, some change. I gave him $2 million and we did the scene. It was incredible, amazing. And we got a guy that could do wheelies with the crane. I tell you, this guy could do wheelies with this crane and it was unbelievable.
Save the movie.
It all. Exactly.
All right. I'm sorry. Leo is with us.
Governor Schwarzenegger, a big Terminator fan here. I don't believe we should make Terminator films without James Cameron. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, James Cameron totally lost his goddamn mind because he's off out there making movies under the goddamn ocean. He will not stop making movies about the Titanic and all that. Finally pulled his head out of his ass. He's making some stupid movie. If James Cameron is not making it, it will totally blow, I tell you right now.
Yeah, Terminator Salvation, even though Christian Bale's going to be in it, it's going to be the big movie next summer, I think it's going to be any self-respecting Terminator fan is not going to care.
Yeah, Christian who? Exactly. I don't even know what you're saying to me right now.
Okay.
Because they told me, they said, this guy Christian Bale is the Batman. I said, hell no, I was in the Batman movie. It was George Clooney. I was the Mr. Freeze. It was the best movie that ever was. You know it and I know it. Don't play games with me. Don't play games.
All right, let's talk to, on a lighter note, let's talk to a Don in Long Beach. Don, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I was wondering why he had to kill Tucky on the death penalty.
Well, see, now, okay, great. When it rains, it pours. Well, I know you're going to pull that one out of your ass. How many years ago was that? I mean, get over it, right? It's dead. So what? Cry me a river, right? I mean, who cares? He wrote some books. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, he wrote some children's books.
Dead.
All right. Let's talk to Jack in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hi, hey. Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yes, how are you?
Good. I want to find out if you think Sarah Palin is hot.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I am trying to arrange it right now with Maria. If I can either get Sarah Palin in the bedroom with the both of us.
Oh, boy.
Or if Maria will play Look the Other Way, because I would love to spank her and grow up the boobies and buttocks, because she is so hot, like a librarian or something. I would totally just take care of her business and all that. Yeah.
How much have you had to drink tonight, Governor?
15. Well, now we're looking at 16 pints of Werner Schruner. Let me tell you something. My blood right now is pure alcohol. It's total alcohol. There's no blood in here. There's no hemoglobin, none of that.
Right. All right, man. This is quite a treat to get you after hours.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to, Reza Northridge. You're on 97.1 with the governor.
Yes, Tim, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tim, you're one of my favorite guys. Mr. Governor, how are you doing over there?
Yes, how are you? It's a fantastic voice you're putting on there. It's great.
Thank you. So these car trans people, why do you continue to hire them? They take like 10 years to fix like a little pothole. We spend millions of dollars on them. I don't get this. I see them on the freeway, they're eating a sandwich.
All right, Caltrans.
Let me tell you something. You have to learn how the sign on the back, no, the front of the check, not the back. It has to be the front, not the back.
You know what I saw today?
Yeah.
Governor Schwarzenegger is with us. Also, Leo Quinones joins us from Saturday's show, the phone freak that he does. I saw a sign today on a taxi cab. There was a cab on the 101 in front of me, and he's got bumper stickers all over it. And one of them says, do you want to drive a cab? And then it gives the 800 number, you know, 1-800, whatever it was. And I'm thinking, that's the wrong bumper sticker. Do you want to be a movie star? Do you have to drive a cab? It shouldn't be, do you want to drive a cab? Do you have to drive a cab?
Thank you, sir. That's ridiculous.
I knew I could get you with that one.
I love it. You're so funny. You should do stand-up again, Ken.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, James in Pasadena, you're on with the governor of the state of California.
Right. Yeah, how you doing, Arnold?
Hey,
when I was 8 years old, Arnold spoke at my elementary school. I have a tape of him speaking. You want to hear it?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, look at this. Doesn't matter. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. It sounds like...
I get it.
I think we have that same tape of you at the Pasadena High School. Yeah. There's Arnold.
Meine deutsche Jugend. Nach einem Jahr kann ich euch...
Can you translate this for us, Arnold?
What?
Can you translate this for us?
Yeah. Let's see. Learn... Sign the front of the check.
Let's talk to Mike in Placentia. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Governor, it's a pleasure. I was wondering if your penis and scrotum have suffered at all due to your earlier steroid use earlier in your life. Mm. And I was wondering if you had any...
I think that's enough. You don't have to follow that up with another one.
Yeah,
exactly. Has your penis and scrotum suffered from... I believe it was
steroids.
Steroids, yes.
Right. No, I think that's a very common question. I know that many guys living in Placentia do have the small scrotum and the penis because, you know, there's not a lot going on down there. But my penis is totally, it's gone up inside of my body. It is, I'm like a Ken doll. There's nothing down there. Very smooth. So smooth.
Yeah. All right. Astra in Los Angeles.
Astra.
Yeah, let's put on Astra here in Los Angeles. You're on with the governor.
Astra.
Yeah.
You're on the air with the governor.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I am, actually, I've been calling your office quite a bit lately. I just produced a nonprofit music video at the Wiltern with five beautiful girls, a song thanking the troops in Iraq, and I need help.
Yes, well, do you want me to grab the buttocks, the boobies, or what do you want me doing in the video?
Well, that's very nice. We actually already shot the video, and I'm trying to get it out there somehow so that these guys can hear the song.
So what is
can
the
you
point?
Play the
yeah,
song for us? You,
let me hear it.
It's I don't have it right now. I can actually...
Sing us a little.
It's called Mr. Right. Trooper.
Sing us a little.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay,
God.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Mr. Trooper, you are the light in my eye. I want to tell you, hope you can hear me. Keep your chin to the sky. It sounds terrible, I know. I have professional singers that have sang it.
Yeah.
All right, and you want to send it to the troops in Iraq?
Well, we already did the video. It's a $500,000 project that's already been finished.
Sweetheart, those guys are under a lot of pressure. Don't bother them over there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you aware that we're under fire? The governor of California is on the goddamn phone, and you're calling in about, you know, some sluts in a video or something. Get off the phone.
Wow, there she
even talk to me. I'm so sick of his crap. Everybody hates me. I just want to go and... hide in a hole somewhere. I can't take it.
Yeah, leave those fellas alone over there. They got a lot on their plate.
Give them a break.
All right, I know you got to take off. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's actually Josh Thompson, a good friend of ours who does the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What a segue. I'm sorry. I apologize, folks. A little mistake here in the program.
Yeah, we apologize for anybody who's offended by that. But no, this is not Arnold Schwarzenegger, you dopes. This is getting Josh Thompson.
Come on.
Who does Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. Please, give us a break.
Please.
But yeah, and you can also go see, you can hear him, I guess, on the internet. You got your own website, is that right?
Yeah, fakearnold.com.
Fakearnold.com, and he's fooled millions of people.
And you'll see me, I'll be on the Late Late Show next Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are you doing on the Late Late Show?
A little, doing some De Niro. I do De Niro on the show because they got, you know, their movie coming out this weekend. And it's going to be me as De Niro and the Craig as Pacino. It should be a blast.
Nice, man. Well, that's good news.
Righteous Kill, that's the name of it.
That's right. Look at Leo piping up. So you got very excited about that, Leo.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't seen it yet, buddy. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm very excited about this film. This is a pretty monumental thing for those two
guys. A couple of legends getting together.
All right, go to fakearnold.com. Thanks for coming on, Bubba.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're the best,
buddy.
Man.
Awesome.
All right, and Arnold, thanks for coming on. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you. I love you guys. And I just want to say, you know, learn how to sign on the front of the check, not the back.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. Take care.
You.
All right. There he goes. Josh Thompson, everybody. FakeArnold.com. Leo, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I got to clean the gum off my fingers. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, Leo Quinones, join us every Thursday if you can. It's always nice to see you.
I love it, man. I love it, buddy.
All right, coming back, we have Stoner Thoughts with our resident stoner, Adam Macadocious, who is smells like real good skunk weed right now. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.